Sale jugando el 14 del Sevilla por dentro, bien Papo, la deja correr. Parcela del Atleti, a ver qué inventa el argentino. Cae en derecha, tira la diagonal hacia adentro Rafa Mir. Se quiere marchar ahí de Dani García, línea de fondo, primer palo. Valencia la deja, se mete dentro Montiel. A la frontal para Delaney, se la acomoda Delaney.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Munchies Men Podcast. I am Chris Lell, the host with Eddie and Steve as our co-host. And we are coming off a nice victory up in Bilbao at the famous San Mamés. And we're in pretty good moods, even though a lot of people say we played like crap. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Absolutely played like crap. I don't know. We did not deserve those 3 points. All the cliches that you want, scored against the run of play, all that stuff. But I felt like we were overdue a win at San Mamés. We've played well many times there in the past that I feel like these 3 points were maybe also karma for what they did to us last season when we're challenging for the title, barely. But I guess in that way, I'd say we deserved it.
Yeah, no, we did not play well, but, you know, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm going to take the 3 points on the road, and I'm going to revel in the fact that we are still number two in the table, and I don't give Delaney all the praise in the world for that goal, because that was a really nice goal and just kind of a standout moment in an otherwise blah game.
Yeah, we didn't play well. They got a lot of opportunities. But I think we did what Lopetegui wanted. I think he wanted to sit back, defend, and, you know, get lucky with a chance. I'm pretty sure he thought it would come on like a set piece or something. But there was some disturbing stats of this game, though, that just kind of have me questioning what we're doing. But then I kind of took a step back and I'm like, man, we've got what, 5-6 guys out on injury. We're playing, you know, basically a starting 4-3-3 with no wingers. I mean, like, well, not bad, man. Not bad. There was some negatives of this game. Fernando got a hit, you know, his fifth card. So he's going to miss the next match, which is an important one. I guess they're all important at this stage of our La Liga lives, but I don't know, man. Only 73% passing success for this team in this game, which that number is really low considering how we have been. We've been really good passing the ball, and this game just didn't seem like we could string anything together.
No, I don't think it was in a plan for Oscar to slip in a box with his pass and Diego Carlos to follow suit, trying to outdo him and slip as well. But I don't know, Koundé and Diego Carlos, I think they were just tired of passing the ball to each other, man. That's why they're missing all those passes and giving it to Bilbao. It's like, how many times are we going to do this? Passing it from the back, building up. We're tired. We're tired and just giving the ball to Bilbao. Just beat us already. We're tired
Koundé
of this.
Gifted him one right at the edge of the box, too. That was...
yeah.
That was a nightmare. I'm glad we had the, the crossbar at our side.
The goalposts, Bono, not this time, not slipping up like he did in Madrid.
And the inaccuracy of their strikers, too. I mean, jeez.
Munain, probably a contender for king of the match as well. Very fortunate. It's not the usual luck that we're used to, but that was a whole new level of luck. But, I mean, I didn't expect it from Delaney, honestly. I was just happy that someone took a shot because, like, how many times are you going to get forward near the box and not do anything with it? So I'm glad someone got the shot off. And, wow, what a way. And that was, I guess, our only our only chance of the game, really. He did have one earlier with a header that was kind of weak and got deflected, but I mean, wait to capitalize on chances because it doesn't come often. And Rafa was just running for nothing, it seemed.
Yeah, and we're going to have to capitalize on those chances when they do come every time if we want to be successful going forward. Because, Chris, you mentioned it, we've got, what, 6 or 7 of our starters hurt right now and not available. And I have a feeling that this match is going to be indicative of what we're going to see over the next couple of games, because we're not going to have our ideal lineup, and we're going to be relying on some depth players, which is what they're there for. And if we can squeeze through and get lucky and not play sloppy, then we can make it out of here okay. But if we don't, we could find ourselves in a world of hurt pretty quickly.
You know, depth players, except for the one winger that could have played, and Idrissi, who didn't play. Right? I
forgot about that. I wanted to forget about Idrissi not playing, but maybe saving him for midweek. Who knows? But I don't know. It's the players he trusts, right? And surprisingly, Oscar is one of them, I guess. I don't know. But I feel like even if we had our strongest 11, maybe not with Lamela, because Lamela really does make a difference every time. Most times, I say. But even if we had our strongest 11, I still feel like it was a Champions League hangover, because just the way we performed, it was, we did the things that Lopetegui usually wants us to do, but we're doing it really poorly. And it usually comes with ease, with us building up from the back. But I mean, Bilbao was playing well and boxed us in our own half, as they usually do. But we just weren't at it on the day. So
not that crisp was, at all, yeah.
Yeah, we did everything to lose that game, but
little Nico gave us a ton of problems too, Mr. Little Nico. Brother of Williams. He's good, man. I like that guy.
Yeah, I love and hate watching him play, because he always puts it on when he faces us.
So, 38th minute goal came from Delaney. It was a left-footed shot to the top left corner. Just gorgeous. Started with, from Papu, who got it to Montiel, who laid it back. Montiel's second assist of the season there. And we just got lucky from then on. That was pretty much our only shot on goal, and it went in. They had 13 total shots, but only 2 on target, but they did hit the woodwork twice. And very close on a few other ones that just went wide or that sort of thing. So stats in this game really doesn't show you a lot. They had a lot of opportunities to score. Did you think that was a penalty on Munain?
No. He knew he missed the sitter, so he was just trying to save himself.
What did he do? Like, did he like do a razor blade like wrestling move there? And like Nick is, because he was showing like the little Nick, right? Like,
that's probably from earlier. That's probably from earlier.
Probably, right? That's why he missed it, because he got nicked earlier and he couldn't put it on frame. That's what maybe it was.
What happened to shin pads? Players don't wear them anymore?
Right?
Oh, they do, but they're only like 6 inches or like 3 inches tall or something. It's, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, man, I don't know where we go from here. And there's not much else to talk about this game. It was. I mean, the team did kind of give a shout-out to Suso and Lamela before the game. They had shirts on just saying, hey, get well soon. Suso, we found out, a day prior maybe to that match, or 2 days, something like that, that he basically bad sprain or break. I don't know if they've actually said, but of his ankle.
Dislocated.
Dislocated. That's what they said. So that's... he's probably gone for the year.
Really?
Lamela, more than likely gone for the year.
Like 4 months.
2 months?
That's what I thought I heard. Let me look it up quickly. Okay. Don't take my word on it. I'll get back to y'all.
I thought it was 4. I know Lamela was the number we saw was 4.
But
I
think 4 on Lamela. I mean, that's what? It's gonna March, have March, April.
Yeah, March, April. And by that time, when are you going to be back to fitness? Especially with Suso, and, you know, it takes time for him to get back to fitness. But
no comment.
It wasn't really a dig.
You can't hit on him, man.
It wasn't really a dig, but at the same time, it kind of was, just based off evidence. But
the injuries, man, it's piling up. We've got a serious problem now because Ludwig Augustusson, he went out in this match too with a hammy. So there's another, you know, next man is down now. So we're looking at Rekic on the outside probably with, you know, and then we have really no cover at center back. So I don't know, guys. What are we going to do? Play a Campos out there? We can't because we don't have any wingers, and he's hurt too. So what is Lopetegui doing?
Bring some youngsters in.
January windows in, what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks? Bring them in.
Yeah.
I know who Eddie wants to bring in January. And it might happen.
I know I because we were linked with Anthony Martial. I don't know if those are real rumors, because almost every window I see that name floating around. Like, how?
Every window.
How? Why? Like, this is a Premier League player at United, especially. Like, he gets paid, what, a mil a week? So I don't see that happening, but he's the type of profile we would need, you know? A direct player that has pace, that could score as well, that could play wide and centrally. That's perfect. So someone like that, there are players like that, but I don't know. I don't know what exactly Monchi's looking for and what Lopetegui wants. Are we going back for Corona? Who knows? I would like that, but we'll see. I'm pretty sure we'll get someone, right?
We have to. I mean, there has to be somebody coming in.
Three, right?
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, okay,
I got an update here for Suso. The article that I read said 2 to 3 months, but that was before he had the surgery. So I haven't seen any updates since then. Mm-hmm. So if there are complications or whatever for recovery from the surgery too, then maybe it's longer.
Seems quick, man, with an ankle. Whew.
Depends on what the surgery was for, though. Like,
well, maybe it was his right ankle. He doesn't kick a ball with that one, so.
Doesn't really do a whole lot with his left right now either.
All right, man. Enough. All right.
Suso Nation's getting angry.
I let it slide for a few weeks, but it's getting a bit much, man. Suso, we can't wait to have you back. All right, that's what they meant to say.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. He's a warm body. We need it right now. So with the victory, Sevilla stays in second place in the league, on 34 points, 8 behind the leaders in Real Madrid. We do have a game in hand. Real Madrid took care of business today and beat their crosstown rivals there, 2-0. So no luck there from Atletico giving us any breathers. We still remain ahead of our other Sevilla team, so that's always good news. And, you know, the next La Liga game comes up next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, against the team I just mentioned, Atletico Madrid. At home, right? We got those guys at home, right? At the RSP. So
4 days after that, we're at home against Barcelona, so. It'll be two really big games for RSP.
Barcelona, who dropped points again today. That was so awesome. I watched the tail end of that and saw Osasuna, you know, tie it up late. So good on that. They got it gifted. I don't know. There was a handball that wasn't called in that game again. So Xavi keeps getting the calls. This game against Atletico is huge, man. This could be a, you know, kind of a determination of who gets that second place at the end of the year. I mean, that's kind of all out there. No Fernando, like I mentioned earlier. Hopefully, Ocampos is back. hopefully, you know,
at least hopefully someone comes back,
right? We need somebody, right?
I can just remember the result last year with Acuña getting that goal. And it's like, man, I really want Acuña for this game. But
what's the latest on him?
I still don't know.
It's quiet.
We don't usually get
close to the chest. Yeah.
I'm surprised we even got this news for Lamela and Suso. I think only because there's such a surgery.
Yeah.
Right. But we usually don't get news in terms of injury statuses, and
it's like hockey. It's like we're like a hockey team. He's got a lower body injury. That's all you get. They don't tell you anything.
It's one of the things I really like about American football. It's like, oh, he's out for 3 weeks, out for 4 weeks with a separated something. You know exactly what it is.
Separated pinky toe.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, they'll tell you down to the toenail that hurts. Well, we had a good game. Well, not a good game. We had a good result yesterday, right? And my days are like going together here. Midweek, not so much. We crash out of the Champions League. The boys, all they had to do was win. They couldn't score a goal. Couldn't do much of anything in that match. So do you guys want to talk about it at all?
I don't think we need to talk about that match at all. I think that match is kind of inconsequential when you look at it as the entire group that we played. Like, we should never, going into this group, we should never have let this come down to the last game of the group. But we did. And we found ourselves in a situation that just proved to be too much for us to handle. And that's really all I can say about it. It's disappointing, but we're in a competition. I think it was you, Eddie, that mentioned it. Like, we're in Europa League now. That's a competition that we know well. That's a competition that is more in tune with where we are. Right now, we are not one of the top 16 teams in Europe. That's just a fact. We could have snuck in by placing highly in our group, but we still would not have been one of the top 16 teams. We would not have gone far in that competition. We have a chance. We have a chance to make some waves in Europa League again. And I think that's exciting. It's kind of bittersweet, but I, for one, am going to be cheering all the way in Europa League and just relishing every minute that I get to watch this team.
Yeah, I agree with you, Steve. I don't think we belong in this competition. It's like seeing what happened to us against Dortmund, and Dortmund was in a really bad patch. Like, we made their season better. Like, we made them recover. I mean, a player like Haaland is no, like, there's no player like that. He's like one of the top two.
They're joining us in Europa League this year.
True. So I don't know if I want to see that guy again. But when we saw the result against Dortmund, it was like, wow, we don't belong here. We don't have anybody to hurt other teams with talent like that. Like, to even have someone like a Marco Reus. No disrespect to our players. I think we can, but looking at some of the teams who have made an impact in the Champions League, I mean, I go back to like maybe the Monaco team from when they had all their players there, Bernardo Silva, Mbappe, Falcao, and all that team got picked apart. Like, those were like, that's top talent at those kinds of clubs where the elites can't wait for the season to finish because they want to snap them up. We don't have those players. I could say, yeah, we have Ocampos, we have Enesiri as well, but we have to show that still. I don't think we're at that level. It's not to say we would never get a result in a Champions League. It's still possible, especially with how Lopetegui builds his defense, but that's not for us right now. Let's focus on the league. To manage the league and the Champions League, that's probably too much for our squad.
It already proved to be too much.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with the injuries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And yeah, I mean, our management and Monchi's said the same, right? Like, that's not, they want to go as far as they can, but they don't think they're there yet as far as talent wise either. So that's probably more lip speak than anything, but you know, it sucks crushing out. I mean, it sucks because, you know, we get that
we had to see that, you know, the meme, right? The stupid the boyfriend looking at the hotter girlfriend, you know, it's like that's Sevilla looking at the Europa League, and you have to see that again, and it's freaking embarrassing at this point, and I hate it. But of all years, I'm not super disappointed moving into the Europa League, because we do the final, if we can make the final of that, is going to be at the RSP. So it'll be a home game in that final, and man, that would be unbelievable.
Is it I will be in Sevilla on May 18th when the final is being held. And if they are there, oh, that city's going to go wild. I cannot wait. I will not be able to go to the game, but, you know, there's other places that you can go to have a good time during game day.
You might be able to go to the game. You never know.
Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? Unless you've got the wedding the same day, that would be terrible. No,
the wedding's not for like 6 days, so there's plenty of time. It's great.
You can make that happen. We can, I don't know. We'll see what we can do.
See, look where we are as a club. We already know Sevilla's going to win it, and we're talking like get something casual.
That's true, right? Let's make our plans to visit to the final.
It's a nice roster there in terms of who we could get in the draw, assuming we advance really from the round of 32. But, I mean, similar to, I remember when we played Liverpool, I'm like, okay, this would be a good final to win out of all our finals. Then I think we all did that with the Inter win because that team was stacked. So, If we get any one of these big teams in the final, whether it be Napoli, Barcelona, Dortmund, or even or Atalanta, man, Betis, it would be special, you know. Like,
can you imagine? Kind of
like the little brother, like, okay, let me bring it to. This is what a final feels like.
Wait, Atalanta, did they make it?
No, Emery finally. Moreno actually scored this time.
Yeah, right. That's
I was able to win, but
So the possible teams we could face in the playoff round here is Braga, Dynamo Zagreb, however you say that. We played them before. Lazio, Napoli, Olympiakos, and the Rangers from Scotland. So of those teams, the only team we haven't played is the Greek team there. So I kind of hope we play them. I mean, why not? It's got some of our guys there too.
Quick bit of trivia. Which Sevilla player is loaned out to Olympiacos currently?
Lopez.
Right. I have no idea how he's been doing.
I know he scored like 2 goals in 3 matches a couple weeks ago. But I don't know if that's continued. You know, can we like get him back off alone right now? We need a winger. Eddie's shaking his head now.
He could. I think he should finish the whole season on loan at Olympiacos. But
I don't think we have a choice. So we find out who we play tomorrow of those teams. So
yeah, and we don't play until middle of February, like when the competition resumes. We've got a lot of time to get our team back. Get those people that have the minor knocks. I'm thinking like Acuna, who is not having surgery right now. We can, you know, get healthy and
Nazari
get through the winter. Exactly. Get him back from the African qualifying, right?
Just seen a report that he won't play at the African Cup of Nations due to his injuries.
Well, they've already qualified too, haven't they?
They qualified, yeah. But he won't be going. Just so he could recover. I'm surprised at that because I thought they would do everything.
Yeah, I don't know if that's cool or not, but
I'm surprised too because I heard he was back in training, which would put him on a timeline that he could play that. So I don't know.
It's a report out of.
We saw a couple of pictures that they posted with him in his tracksuit next to Lopetegui at training. I don't really know how much work he was doing.
Yeah, it's probably light at this point, but sure.
Yeah, it's the reports out of Orgullo, the Nervión, just saying he won't play at the African Cup of Nations just so he could recover. He might be down until mid-February. So It's, I don't know. I'm surprised because I thought Morocco would do anything to bring him there, regardless of what we say.
They need him, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big piece for them. So at least they could take Munir, right?
That's right. Bono, he even scored a goal last year. So
right.
Came close the other day too. So
we whiffed on that one so bad.
We about snatched it. Yep. Oh jeez. Man, so we got another game this Wednesday in the Copa del Rey. We travel to the Mallorca Islands there. And who are we playing? Anthrax or Endrot? I think Endrot's the proper way you say that, but anyway, I know nothing about that team. It's another fourth division team, I believe. So maybe we sneak out another 1-0 victory in extra time. Just what this team needs, an extra time.
Honestly, at this point, I would rather take the loss than play another 30 minutes of extra time, knowing what we have coming up. Like, it's, I know I've been trumpeting the Copa del Rey and wanting to do well, but if it's going to come down to the point where we start off with our subs and our reserves for the first 90 minutes, and then we put all of our starters on to try and salvage the game, it's like, do we really need to do that? I don't know. That extra 30 minutes is going to be tough. I hope it doesn't come down to that.
Let's hope it doesn't come down to that, right? Let's put some young guys in there, let them run out and
get this like 6 or 7-0 win and go.
Let's get Mr. Goal Scorer from Atletico up there. Mr. Perez, right? Oh, Pablo Perez. Yeah, he scored. So let's get him some run out on Wednesday, maybe.
That'd be nice. I think he'd be fine. I think Lopetegui is just too protective of his system. Someone has to know the system and have to have played in the system so he properly knows how to play out the back. I mean, I don't know, because I feel like that's why Augustinsson hadn't gotten the games earlier in the season. That's why Rekic got to play there. And to be fair, Rekic hasn't been too bad, but no, we need him to shadow. Yeah, we need him to shadow one of the central defenders. And that's his true position, so I don't want to see him out there on the left.
No, I think he gets to start again, just like he did the other day at center back with Cadelli. And who knows? Maybe we see a Perez or somebody else out at left back. I could see that happening.
Do you think we'll see more of our starters in as starters so that we don't run into a situation where we are chasing the game late in the time?
I think like Chris, you said last week, you wouldn't be surprised if that same lineup went out, the same starting 11 from the Cordoba match to start again in this round. I would welcome that because we got Atletico waiting. Definitely, I'm pretty sure it'll be playing in the back of their minds. Like, we got a big result at San Mamés. So, okay, let's keep this going. A big win against Villarreal, now against Athletic Bilbao. Let's keep that going because we're in second. I mean, if we win our game in hand, we'll be 5 points behind Real Madrid. And as tight as we keep that, I think the better. So, yeah, it has to be the French players. I don't see it any other way.
Yeah, I think you see Idrissi will get a run out, hopefully. Vaughn, I think, will get to start up top. Midfield, I don't know. Maybe Rakitic gets some run out. He missed this game, so he might start.
Maybe Fernando, since he's suspended.
Yeah, he might as well play Fernando. But although I would like to – Fernando needs a rest, man. He was a little inaccurate. He does. I don't know. But a whole week off would be nice for him, I think. A week and – a few days, whatever it would be. I don't know. We'll see. That game's Wednesday, I think 1 p.m. here on the East Coast, 7 p.m. local time in Sevilla. Good news out of the women's tourney there. They tied Atletico Madrid. Didn't score any goals, but neither did they. So 0-0. And Congratulations to my girl, Tony Payne, the almost American national team player, but she decided to play for somebody else. But that's all right. She made her 100th appearance for Sevilla. Congratulations to her. Yeah. And the women's doing all right, man. That's a big victory. Or not victory, but, you know, big point against the number three team in the league.
For sure. And it was it against Real Madrid the week? No, it was the derby the week before. So a good point away from home and a good point against a strong Atletico Madrid team. So that's a huge point right there. Definitely positive after the very ugly result we got pre-international break, but it's going in the right direction with the women. It was a difficult beginning to the season, but I think they found their feet and are starting to play much better now. And likewise with Sevilla Atletico getting the draw against Real Madrid.
Castilla.
Right, Real Madrid Castilla. But
I know what you're saying.
Right.
They got down early and fought back, and Perez got that goal. I haven't seen the goal yet. I forgot to look at the highlights before the game, but it moves them up there in the 17th place spot on the table. And their next game is against Lenerace, who's 3 points ahead of Atletico, so they could move out of that playoff position if they win that one. So just a note in that group, Betis B, the other team in Sevilla, is dead last on 8 points. So,
wow, look at that. Another Betis team below us.
Below us. All the leagues that we talk about, Betis is below us in everyone, and that's how it should be and how it normally is. So things are good for the team in red.
But good on the new coach for Sevilla Atletico. Five games without a loss. So that's really much better, much improved Sevilla Atletico. So them also going in the right direction. Still in the relegation zone, but at this point I'm not worried as I was probably a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the standings for this, we are about on 16 points right now, 16 points right now. And the promotion playoff is on 27. Like to get into that, like there's a lot of parity in this group, in this league. And with the start that we had, we knew we would have to pull ourselves out of the garbage and can, really. Like it was just trash to start the season. So the fact that we are, 11 points out of a promotion playoff, I don't think we're going to get to that point.
I don't know. There's a lot of time left.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a lot of time left, and they play so many games in these competitions.
But they're also doing this without some of their best players because we stole them this week. Yep. Yvon and a couple of the other guys were with the A squad. So they're doing it with some of the reserve players. So who knows, man? Let's see what happens if they get some of those guys back in the squad. They might do pretty well.
Can they be promoted?
Yeah.
Does it? So they can be, if we're
because
they can be second division.
Yeah, they can be in second division.
Okay. I didn't know they had to be in the one below or they had to have one between.
It was already confusing before the reformatting. Yeah. I don't even want to know how it's like now.
I don't know that we'll get promoted, but we could definitely be in that playoff chase to get promoted. But I mean, we could get promoted. We have been in Segunda before, but we didn't do too well. So that's a lot. But anyway, I don't know, guys. I wasn't too disappointed. I thought Lopetegui had a strategy of that game yesterday, and a lot of the guys on the forum, I was reading the forum because I couldn't watch the game live, and the forum guys were just tearing the team up, just playing, saying how bad they were. And you know, I watched it back and I kind of knew the result when I watched the game back. So, you know, you already know what's going to happen. So you look at it in a little different light. And I didn't think they played too bad. I was disappointed in a few players. I thought Rafa Mir had a terrible game.
How though? What could he do?
What
did you want him to do?
I wanted him to pass more accurately. I wanted him to win more aerial duels. He didn't win many headers, like 33% of the his aerial duels. He didn't get those. You know, I think we're missing that out of our striker position. I know, and Ezri's not great at that, of laying it off, you know, and holding the ball up. But
yeah,
Mir seems to want to go too quick. I think he needs to hold it up a little bit and then lay it off, because we don't have that connection, right? Like, we don't have those players already up there ready to run. So he's got to hold it a little longer, which Luke de Jong actually does a really good job of. And maybe if we'd have kept him, we'd be doing a little better. But that's all theory. Who knows?
But, Jim, you kind of summed it up for me, because I saw it the same way. He said the way we played, it was sort of like a team like Elche when they're holding a valuable 1-0 lead at a big team like Sevilla or Barcelona in a relegation battle. So we played like a really small team out there. Our mistakes definitely didn't help, but the way we defended in that second half, that was bottom half of La Liga type of defending. Like, okay, we're going to go down. We're going to just clear the ball. We're going to try to keep the ball a little bit, but it's just going to go backwards again, and then we're going to clear it. We had no confidence at all in our own strategy. So,
yeah,
even at the end of the first half, when it's like, okay, 2 minutes left, let's keep the ball. It went back to Diego Carlos, and they messed up again.
It's so weird, because I mean, we've been playing that same strategy for most of the year. Like, our defense has been very solid all year, and we've been playing that where we go up by a goal and we'll just sit back on it for 20 or 30 minutes. But the defensive back line is solid during that part, and more often than not, we benefit from it. And you can see that there's a purpose to it, and the players know what they're supposed to do, and there's confidence that comes along with it. And you're right, this game yesterday did not have any of that. It was just like, it was not pretty. It reminded me of, you know, watching Major League Soccer on a regular basis.
The passing was atrocious. Atrocious. But, you know, we're playing a good team. I mean, they had only given up 6 goals prior to that match at home. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're a really good defensive team in this league, probably the second best to us. But also, they don't score a lot, and I think Lopetegui knew that, and that was his strategy, just don't concede. But we got the help of the post to make sure that didn't happen, because they sure should have scored probably 2 or 3 goals. But it didn't happen. Sevilla does well, and keep putting pressure on, man. That's all we got to do. 3 points
on the road. There we go. 3 points
on the road. That's it. I was happy with it. Anything else we need to chat before we sign off?
I guess it was announced this week. Also, similarly to Jim, I thought this happened years ago, but Luis Fabiano retired from football this past week. And if you ask me, probably top 5 Sevilla center forwards.
Without a doubt, in my opinion, yeah.
There's a good list there. There's Davor Suker, you know, there's a big tall dude from Mali in there as well. The diminutive Ben Yedder. But I'd put Luis Fabiano up there as well. And possibly the last good Brazilian center forward. Because if we think about it, like, what center forwards have they had that was really good playing for the national team? It wasn't Diego Costa, because he was getting booed when he was playing for Spain. Well, yeah, he played for Spain, actually. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, but nobody. not really.
It probably could have been Diego Costa had he actually played for Brazil.
Jesus, maybe? I mean, if you want to count him.
He's not too bad.
Yeah. He has potential to be good. But yeah, Fabiano's awesome, man. I mean, club legend. I had no idea he was still playing football. So Good on him.
I
don't think
he had a team for a while, so I guess he just maybe he was still able to play, but he just probably didn't get a team or something. I didn't really follow closely.
God, I wish he would have played in MLS. Just so I could have like met him. You know, I would have tried everything I could have to meet him. But good call. I mean, I forgot about that, and good shout out there. Anything else before we head out?
Animal Suso, you're going to come back better than ever. That right wing spot belongs to you. I don't care what Lamela did early on the season. I don't care what Ocampos is doing right now on that right flank. That position belongs to you. So once you come back, show them what you got. Show them why this is Suso Nation. That's all I got.
High hopes. High hopes in Canada. All right, guys. Suso's
number one fan.
You are. You really are. I want to be. I want to be. But we'll get there. All right, big game Copa in this midweek. And then huge match next week against Atletico Madrid. So everybody stay healthy this week, please.
Please.
Get recovered. Stay healthy. Jeez, yeah. Don't walk down any stairs. Put yourself in a bubble, whatever you have to do. Can't afford any more injuries. And until next week, guys, vamos mi Sevilla.
Vamos, campeón.
Y nunca te rindas.
Yes!